Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Looks like the original cast from Mamma Mia is back for the sequel, but Cher's a new addition.
She is. She actually performed for us in Vegas here a couple months ago as a surprise at the end of the promotion for the film. And Amanda Seyfried is back. She's pregnant in this one. And the story bounces back and forth in time. It explores young Donna's life. That's Meryl Streep. And what she went through with her three boyfriends slash potential husbands. And this one's a lot of fun, a lot of good music. And if you like the first, there's no question this one's going to hit it out of the ballpark.
Mamma Mia.
I'm so glad you're here.
I have never felt closer to my mom. I'm exactly the same place that she was.
You're pregnant.
Yeah, I am.
We can't tell anybody about the baby yet.
I just told Bill.
And I told Harry.
And I told many, many people.
Let's get the party started.
Grandma, you weren't invited.
That's the best kind of party, little girl.
And we got another sequel with Denzel Washington back for The Equalizer 2.
Interesting point I didn't know. This is Denzel's first sequel that he's ever done.
No way.
Yeah. Of course, he's an ex-military CIA black ops. He's a widower. He's trying to live a quiet life in Boston, but he can only take so much. The first film was a smash success. Came out of nowhere, really. That's the sequel. And number two delivers the goods. Very violent, very bloody, but he's a superhero without a costume. He defends the poor and the defenseless, and he sort of equalizes things.
Long time I was a high-level paid assassin.
Now you come back.
Somebody killed my friend.
These guys are agents. You used to lead. They're tying up loose ends. You next.
So I'm going to kill each and every one of them, and the only disappointment is that I only get to do it once.
And Unfriended Dark Web looks super creepy.
Yeah, 2015 was the first one, the Unfriended, and it revolves around online horror. And this one, a group, they've got a new laptop, but there's some secret files that they found, and the owner of those files will do anything in their power to keep them secret. And yeah, it looks pretty scary.
Are you ready for this?
I got a new laptop.
Actually new.
Yay!
This computer was sitting in the lost and found, and it automatically connects you to this thing.
Dude, this is Dark Web.
Hey, check this out.
Oh, God.
That looked way too real.
I think that is real.
They've all been watching.
If they found Lex, can't they find the rest of us too?
All right, let's move over to the Movie Mill. You've got a couple of premieres, including one. It's a documentary about the late, great Fred Rogers.
You know, Canada had Mr. Dress-Up. America had Mr. Rogers. Anyone who had PBS remembers the sweatered man. And his story is just unbelievable. 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, almost 90% by the audience as well. Like, this has been well-received. It's going to be up for some awards. Definitely. Just a heartwarming, fantastic look at his life and who he was both on and off the screen.
So this is an actual documentary. It'll be interesting to see how Tom Hanks pulls off the role when they do the biopic later on.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Won't you be my neighbor? It's an invitation to help somebody know that they're loved and capable of loving. Love is at the root of everything. Love or the lack of it.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
You've got another premiere. It's a Western drama called The Rider.
It's on a lot of top 10 films for 2018, a lot of lists. Again, 97 Rotten Tomato. And it's about an up-and-coming rodeo star who has a tragic accident and is warned by doctors that he can't compete anymore and doesn't sit well with them. He's got to figure out just how he can survive in the Midwest. It looks quite touching.
And you've also got Solo, A Star Wars Story, and Deadpool 2.
Yeah, both two of the bigger films of the year. And Solo's interesting because the initial reactions were like, I don't want to like it. But the Rotten Tomato scores are rising. The audience scores are rising. People are taking a chance and realizing it's a fun Star Wars movie. And as long as you go in not expecting this to be the definitive story of Han Solo from start to finish, but it's just a slice of his life, it's great to see how he meets Chewbacca, to see Lando Calrissian, to see the Millennium Falcon for the first time. I thought it was a fun film.
I would agree. And you can check out the trailers and showtimes for yourself at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. See you at the movies, guys.